And Tafre Shir Gimel.
Sif Hey. So we're talking about the halachas of Rechitz and Yom Kippur. There's a fascinating halach over here. The halach of Beis HaMedrash. Or the hakaf and the obi rabbi. Misha gala b'mena b'chochma. Or the tzachim mitzvah. A person is traveling the permitted distance through area, whatever the situation is, for some purpose of a mitzvah, to greet his father, his rebbe. And there's no other way to get there unless he crosses through water. So Yochel Lavra B'mayim Ad Savoret. You're allowed to travel through the water, even up to your neck. We're not discussing the safety issue of being safe, but you know, standing water. But the only way to get there is through this water. So your goal is not Rechitza, your goal is the Tzarek Mitzvah.
It's okay. Tough
Tariyag. Now, so you're allowed to do that. Ben balichu, ben chazora. Going there is mutter, and then coming back is also mutter. Because Chazal said there's a concept of your matter sefer mishum tchilosay. If we're not going to allow you to come back, you're going to be dismotivated to travel because you don't want to deal with being stuck there. So Chazal thought they need to be matzah to coming back because of the Bible as a way to make sure the people will go and do what they have to do.
This is what they base, like, Hatzolah people, telling them they can come back?
So, these, you're correct. There's a Mechlokes, you know, Mersha, and Rosham Zalman Zatzal. This idea of your matzah, Sovei Misham Tchilosai, does apply only to Isserim B'Shad Rabbonon or even to the Duraisos? Rosham Zalman holds only applies to the Rabbonons. All the cases the Mor gives a few examples of it. Mm-hmm. All cases are the Rabbanans, except for one, which is the Machlokas Halav in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. And Rosh learns that case of the Mor in Erevin talks about a case where they were trapped carrying their weapons and bringing their weapons back after they went out to fight. So the Mor uses this sort of Sevishim Tchilosoy. Is the Mor talking about a case where they're talking about carrying it in a derisa fashion or a derabanan fashion? So that's a machlokes halacha like a Mor. The other three places where it comes up is clearly derabanans. So Moshe learned that Talmud even a derisa, and he's matter there for returning based on that. That's where that Tzolot does, etc. Rishon Zalman was not matter, held that was not mutter. Only which he allowed was in a case where. So that's an argument that the person who's the driver is not going to be motivated, he's going to not want to go next time if he's been stuck to the hospital the whole Shabbos. He, his family, etc. So they're not going to want to do the job properly, so therefore you're allowed him out. That's what Mershah's sword. Shamazan was only matter in case, so let's say they took an ambulance, and the ambulance is needed back in the neighborhood, so that the heter is not because of Shabbosim Tchilos, so the heter is because there's a potential Sakana element of it. Right? So he was mocked in that situation. So he says, that, let's say, over an average Shabbos, you can estimate that the most that they've ever had emergencies over Shabbos is 4 emergencies, and they have 5 ambulances, then you can't come back. If they have 4 emergencies and you only have 2 ambulances, they should come back, because they might be needed again on Shabbos.
So it's not that that solar guy could be needed too.
Or alternatively, if this individual is a person who's, you know, might be needed again, right? But it's not a heter inside the person's motivational issues. But this is a heter based on motivation. This and the pasuk means we're dealing with either with the siddur rabbanon. It's not rechitza the same time, because it's not an isidur, it's not going to be an isidur raisa. First of all, it could be rechitza, but it's more general whether rechitza is an isidur raisa or not. So Mishabur brought that before. Is it the raisa or the rabbanon? And even if it is, it's only Rechitz of the Shem Tanig, which is also the Reis. Over here, the person is doing because he had the Tzarek. He has to get to the other side. Right? So, okay, now, there is a Hitzah issue that we see. We came along and said, okay, but the person's going through the water. He can't look like he's carrying his clothing. So sometimes the person will not want to get his clothing wet, so he would pick up the bottom of his garment, his robe, and put it over his shoulder, that shouldn't get wet. So that you shouldn't do. I don't get the physical example of how you're mitzi yodah mitachas svas chalukai, but it means you want to pick up the bottom of the garment to put it over your arm, etc. So that is a problem of a hitsua problem. Okay, now Mishabur says it looks like we'll see in the Shabur whether it's a real bona fide hitsua problem or it's only near a hitsua. Now, v'hu shelo yivamayim roitvim. Now we mentioned before that we said we're not discussing the zakana issue. It's safe to walk through this water. So the example gave was it was standing water. But if it's mayim roitvim, it's water which is moving. You shouldn't go through there. Even if it just reaches up to your thighs, we don't understand the power of moving water. Rishabur says it means up to your thighs is not considered. As long as your body is above the water, just your legs, it's considered safe. If it reaches above the body into the torso, then already it's considered not considered safe. Okay, let's see, Mishapura, your base.
What's this case you're talking about?
Walking through water.
Walking through water?
Yeah. Mahakal Pane Obi. We'll see. Mahakal Pane Obi Rabbi. Yom Kippur. Medafka Kshemu Derech Acheres Lagia Shalom Lemachai Schep. So this is only mutter, obviously, to go through the water on Yom Kippur if you have no other way to get there. Rana Kamam Mesoib Sef Ches, Mishapura Sham. We'll talk about that more. He's going to either greet his Rebbe or his father or to the Beis HaMedrash or to greet Mishagol HaMena B'Chochma Al B'Shov and Osir. If you're going to meet somebody who's Shove, that the Chazal did not permit the going through the water. So we let him go through the water. Yechol Abra B'Mayim V'en Chazim Mishim Yisra Rechitzim Yom Kippurim. It's not also because of the Rechitzim Yom Kippur. Why? So we combine the fact that his purpose is a mitzvah purpose, A, and his intent is not for an osur chitzah. Now we're going to see later on, even for hefsan moment, chazal were matter
it. His intent is not for what?
An osur chitzah. But in that case, chazal did not permit coming back. So if you're going to protect your money, so either that's your decision. Either yeah or no. We don't feel a need to be matter the return. But over here, they're matter even the return. If you don't let it, he's not going to want to go a different time. After you go there and you say, "I'm sorry, you have to stay," he won't go next time. Alzro, you can't carry alzro. You can't carry it on your arm. By doing that, it doesn't look like you're wearing it anymore. It looks like you're carrying it. So the way Rashi presents it's a quote from Rashi. The way Rashi presents it, it seems to be that there's a madriga of when you take the talus and you fold it up over your shoulder to the point that it's not considered wearing at all. That's chayiv chatos. And then there's a madriga over here which you're not doing it al ksefoy. He's doing it al zroyoy. So he's still considered wearing it, but it looks like he's carrying it, and that's only asumir rabbanu. Where you draw the line is I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. That dinam talis mekupelis b'shabbos. There are, it itself is a machloek, is exactly how you define mekupelis. So the answer is, what you're wearing. Part of it you're bending up and not wearing. So the part you're carrying, you're not wearing it. Many garments we have, we're not wearing every part of the garment. It's all one garment. We look at it if the ikra is on your body. So you look at your carrying. So that, you see, even this gemara tells the kabbalah that's not true automatically.
If the ikra is on the body,
Moshe Ramosha holds
like you're carrying.
Ramosha holds that he would wear his tzitzis over his shirt on Shabbos because he wouldn't want to tuck them into his pants because he tucked them in his pants and they end up folding up the bottom of the talis katan. So you're folding up, that's talis mekupelis he holds. That the bottom part, which you, if it doesn't fit, you fold it up. So you're not wearing that part. So he held that was problematic.
What do you mean?
If you're wearing a pair of tzitzis, which is a large pair of tzitzis, and you're a small person, you end up folding a part of your tzitzis inside your pants, if you wear it inside your pants. Part of the garments. Now, if the water is running, you shouldn't, even if it reaches the thighs, it's a problem. The thighs are not considered problematic, but above the thighs where it's considered a sakana. Okay. Vav. Hodashar lavar begufa b'mayim ladvar mitzvah dafka lavar begufa b'mayim atzmam. It allows you to walk through the water. Avalavar b'sina katana yesh misha yisr. But to go on a small boat, that already is not permitted. Okay. Now, so what's this about? Like the b'shabur yudches. Avalavar. The rechitza shenosur elu b'yom kippurim hitiru. So it means chazal were matur the isur of rechitza. So that's the issue of walking through the water. So you're dealing with, the only issue is you're getting wet. But the process of swimming, which Chazal answered swimming because there's a there a person might make some type of a flotation device. So Chazal answered swimming. That's a separate gzera. Chazal were not matter that gzera for the tzarech of this mitzvah of going to Mimakal B'nei Rabbah. So the same with that, and that applies to any Shabbos of the year, it applies to Yom Kippur also. So that iser applies both to swimming or to going in a boat, because Chazal put that together, that's all forms of being shot, of floating across the water. Another argument of why Chazal were lenient on rechitza but not on on being shot b'mayim is because you could do a shinui in the rechitza. How is the shinui? Tanu ma'ashenu moitzi yodoi mitachos chalukai. Now, so we said before the reason why you shouldn't pick up the garment because it looks like you're carrying it. But the Sharatzin before brought a second shot in the Rishardim, but the reason why is it should be a hecker. You're not doing it the regular way, because average time you walk through the water, you would do that. So there was an element of mitzad, the person who wants to, normally during the weekday, when he would want to go into the water to wash himself, he'd pick up the bottom of his garment. And here he's not doing that. So that's a hecker for the purpose of rechitz. Mashenkin b'shita, but swimming, there's no hecker in the swimming. Shen yochalas is hecker shom. V'yishkazer shem yasach chavash shal shayot. And lo should allow. So Chazal, the there still is valid. The person might mistakenly make a flotation device, a barrel for floating, for swimming, to swim with. Therefore they aser. So they also aser going on a small boat. And even if the person who's the ferryman who's going across is not doing it for the Jew, because he would be doing it anyway, so there's no malacha involved, or not, either there's no malacha involved, he's not doing it for the Jew, so you're not dealing with any derises over here, amir lakam of derises, still it's us. So if it's also to go on a boat, obviously it's also to actually swim. So it has to be on water which the person is walking through and he's not swimming. In other words, the reason why they asked her the small boat, because it's slowed down enough that you're on the water that it looks like a form of a person going floating across the water. So you have the person swimming, which is auster, then you have a person going on a raft, which looks like you're floating across the water, and then a small boat, which is considered similar. Okay. Zayin. Harav also let Lavar b'mayim ke'lelech etzel Talmidei. But the Rebbe can't go to the Talmud. The only allow the Talmud to go to the Rebbe. Mishabura says in Sivkot L'chav, Harav auster, ayin li'el, b'sim shenalav, b'mishabura, Sif Katan Yud Aleph. So he sends you back to the Mishnah over there, that which is talking about a case where the Rav needs the Talmud. There was this same issue on Shabbos going across without any shita involved. There's no shot involved. So we answered. So let's say it's the Rebbe needs a Talmud because the Talmud is very sharp and he'll ask good questions and clarify the point. The Rebbe felt he needs the Talmud. So over there, there is a Taz which is Matarit. But he says the case of the Rebbe is Masupik in something and wants to discuss with his Talmud because he thinks the Talmud might know the answer. So in that situation, would be Mutter to go. So Bashad, you would assume the same thing applies over here.
Oh boy.
Yom Kippur.
Right,
Yom Kippur. Ha'alach. What?
As where else?
Shin Aleph is Hilchos Shabbos. Ha'alach Lishmar Peroisov. Mutter. Now, if the person is going for the purpose, not for the purposes of the bar mitzvah, but he wants to check on his property, on his fields, mutter la'avar b'mayim ba'alicha. You're allowed to go across because it's not halicha. It's because of hefsed moment, and it's not rechitza shel tanug. Your goal is not for the hanos rechitza, but ba'alicha avolah b'chazor. You can go, but you can't come back. Chazal did not feel a need to be matzah chazor. Now, the mutter laver b'mayim. So we said before, the Mishnah said this is mutter. If you don't have another way to get there, comes on the Ramah. The Ramah says, not like the Mishnah said before. The Mishnah will point out we don't pass on like this Ramah. But the Ramah says, let's say you have an option of going a more
circuitous.
Thank you. Come walk in the mutter laver b'mayim. Feel how you derech sheyochol lahakiv b'yabasha. He can go around a longer route on the dry land. Mutter laver, he's allowed to go through the water. The Ramah says there might be hiluch other tefei, because we want a limb in Yom Kippur that traveling also is not considered covered yomtiv. So he'd rather be ma'ayat behiluch go through water than be makif. And Mishnah Berurah is going to say, we don't pass him like that. Mishnah Berurah chafal balicha. So Chazal allowed him to go to his properties to check on his properties. Mishum hefset mam. Fil hoyo derech mutter laver. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah said, even if you do have an option of a land route, it's better to go through water. The Chredim, however, disagree with the Ramah. They say it's better to go around and not go through the water. Okay. Tess. Prism is wants to cool off by taking mud. It's cold, from the ground, and it's wet. And he wants to put it on his body, and it'll cool off the body. So you can't do that. If it's moist enough, that's called tefech hamanas lahatviach. Tefech hamanas lahatviach means it's moist enough that it'll leave moisture on the body. Which that moisture is moist enough that can moisten something else. Okay.
Mr. Friedman, Adam.
Well, also it's done in Bekelem Sheish Ben Mayim. Similarly, so you have a pitcher with water in it, cold water. You want to put that pitcher next to your face to cool you off. You want to rub it, put it in your hands to cool off. Excuse me. If there's water in it, even if it's not full, it automatically is going to spill out when you pick it up. But we're afraid if the person is going to be using something which has water in it, so we're afraid it might come to put the water in his body. Whether it's earthenware, whether it's metal. If it's an empty pitcher, you're allowed to use it to cool off with. V'chein v'peris, if you have a cold apple, you want to put a cold apple on your face, on your forehead to cool off. Lubatina, if you have a nice cool baby, you want to use the baby to cool off some date. Hagov, also lishus mapa mibayim. A person can't soak a cloth from Erev Yom Kippur. So you soak him in kelim leguvim, and then have it dry out. Well, it's done in Bob Yom Kippur, and then use it on Yom Kippur to cool off. The Chashin Hashem will tinog if you offer Rebbe Day Schita. Afraid he won't dry it well, and then there'll be a Schita issue on Yom Kippur when he squeezes out the liquid onto himself. Even a chol is not masukin, is allowed to wash normally in Yom Kippur. Let's see if we can do the Mishnah Berurah. We've got 2 minutes, 3 minutes of mincha. Chav kim olach, lav davka biyadayim. El afilu leishev, not only can you pick, can't pick it up with your hands, you can't sit in it. Tam kima sheyesh boi tevech amanas latviyach, or v'lach luchas umisani gvach liyosur. If it's that moist that it will moisten you, so that's considered your wash, the equivalent of putting liquid on your body, which is us. Irim techaser, koshkin malayim, sheish locha shiotsu amayim alav. If they're full, obviously the water might spill out. But even if they're not full, it's still us. The map is a problem. If you have a dry towel, which every kipper you dry your hands on it, so the moisture which you set up with it was a limited amount of moisture, is the moisture coming off of your body. That's not considered enough of a moisture that Chazal would make a gzeira. So that you can, if it's still a little bit moist in Yom Kippur, you can use that the yadai and lach haksas mikidu yadai desmol b'zeloch shin l'schita. It's not enough liquid that we're worried about schita. It's moist enough. It's not really doing anything to you, so you'd be allowed to rub it on yourself on Yom Kippur, even though it's slightly moist. That's not considered an issur b'chitza. Okay, it's all this.